All right, Christine.
There we go. Got to hit
All
all the
right.
right buttons.
Okay.
Okay, one more.
There you are.
Oh,
Hello.
there I am. Hi. You guys are seeing me in all my glory on a Sunday morning.
I
So
love it. I love all the backyard vibes.
yeah, I'm in Southern California. It's a little bit early. But yeah, thank you for I didn't plan to do this, so thank you. I know
No,
there's
you never know.
other people waiting. Yeah.
No, you're good. What you got? What you got today?
So I'm a returning member.
Welcome back.
I'm six, thank you. I'm 62, and this has been this tension between wanting and needing to lose weight forever, and really a kind of obsession with that desire, and then also this terrible fear of it, actually. I think it goes back to a lot of it's intertwined with a lot of trauma. The idea of being thin and attractive is really scary for me. And so I know that over the years I've sabotaged. I will make some I was getting somewhere with no BS. I was down to my lowest weight in a long time, and I just stopped. I just abandoned everything. So I guess yeah, any kind of coaching I can get around, because I'm terrified.
Okay. Why are
So,
you terrified? Like, what are you afraid of? What might happen or
yeah.
what's going on there?
Well, I'm afraid that I'll fail if I say, I'm going to do this thing, and then I don't do it. That would suck.
What about that would suck? Or what would suck? What is the sucking?
Probably just, feeling like, oh, I failed again, like more of a like there's something wrong with me that I can't do this.
Sounds like shame.
Yeah, that's a good that's spot on.
So what I like to say is, all we're ever afraid of is a feeling, is how we're going to feel. It's like, and that's also all we ever want is how we're going to feel. I remember I was listening to something from Corinne the other day. It was a lesson way it was a lesson in the Breaking Diet Thinking course, I think, where she said, y'all, we do not want to lose weight. We want the feeling that losing weight gives us. That's all we ever want. And but that's also all we're ever afraid of. But this is good to know because, we've been talking this whole call, right, about how, I mean, shame is also, it's not, excluded from the normal platter of emotions that we are going to be feeling in our lives for some reason or another. So it's part of life too. So, but just to kind of recognize where it's like, okay, I'm just afraid I'm going to shame myself again if I'm not successful at this. And, but that's really all that I'm afraid of.
Just afraid of that feeling. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it resonates for sure. And then just not, it's sort of like controlling what I can control, right? I can only do the best I can do every day. And then the
And
outcome, letting go of that outcome.
the outcome of the weight loss or the number on the scale. Yeah, because like, let's start telling this like amazing story about that day to day. Like when you're just doing the things, drinking your water, planning your, just stopping at enough, right? Like, and because this is what I've worked on after, I'm long into maintenance and this is just my life now. And like, so I don't get that. I haven't weighed myself in months because I mean, I know how my clothes fit. I mean, I'm pretty in my range. So it's like, okay, why am I going to keep doing this? So I'm not getting that hit from the scale every week. I'm not even weighing myself. I have to tell myself a sexy story every single day of why I'm going to keep practicing this stuff. And this is for all of you all who are, in maintenance, getting close to maintenance, or you're nowhere near maintenance. It is like my body feels amazing with the way that I am, eating and drinking. And like that is absolutely worth it to me to continue to practice this for the rest of my life. Now, I'm not saying there aren't days where I'm like, fuck it, and I just want to, right? But that is the story. So for you, it's like, why are you going to keep, doing these things day after day when, sometimes the scale doesn't cooperate? But also, I want to go back to when these fears come up, right? Of, because I mean, we still kind of didn't get to what are you really afraid of?
Well, I'm afraid of letting go of food as my best friend, as my. It's almost like I don't know what to do. There's a, I don't know if you can hear it. There's an airplane overhead.
It just barely,
Okay.
but no. Zoom does a pretty good job of
Like getting
blocking
the
out
stuff
the
out of the
sound.
background.
So yeah.
Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh my gosh.
You were afraid of food as your friend.
Like not having that to go to when life is painful. Like I lost my mom almost a year ago in June, and I gained 10 pounds after she died. I stayed on the sofa and I ate. That was how I survived, I guess. That was my thinking at the time anyway. And it was very much like a fuck it, right? For months. So
Well,
that
let me tell you a story
Okay.
about a year ago. Well, so I actually went through a tornado here in my home by myself about 2 years ago in March. Very traumatic experience. It went right through my neighborhood, and I was in the bathtub by myself, trying to survive. And I so at the year anniversary, it's kind of a, there's some other stuff, but it's just like at the year anniversary, I was really, really triggered and struggling. And I ate a lot and gained some weight back, just like you described with your mom's death. Because I want to be clear, when I talk about my experience and my story, that doesn't mean I'm not still human. And we can eat because we just, y'all, this is just our habit coping mechanism when things get really, really hard. But here's how I handled it differently than you all handle it. I actually thanked the food for taking care of me. I didn't make it a big, huge, horrible, shameful thing about me. And I don't want you to either. You were grieving. You didn't know what else to do. You didn't have access to any other coping mechanisms, just like I didn't. And the only difference is that what I made it mean. Okay. I mean, y'all, I did feel some shame. I did like, oh my gosh, I'm a coach. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm gaining weight, da, da, da. But then I thought, you know what? How could I actually be an example to you all of how to think about this differently? And you can too. That is the shift of, so let me ask you, how was it okay that you gained 10 pounds after your mom's death?
How was it okay?
Have you ever considered that question?
No, I never asked
Okay.
myself that.
Okay. We just automatically think it's like bad, wrong, shouldn't have done that. Well, that's our problem right there. How could it be okay? How could it make sense?
Well, I mean, it's not surprising, I guess.
You were sad. You were grieving.
And exhausted. There
And
was a
tired.
kind of an attempt to nurture myself after a really rough year. So she didn't die suddenly. There's different ways of passing, and this was long and slow
I
and
think a lot of times
hard.
when I've experienced that too, right? But when people die, right, it still feels sudden sometimes, right? Doesn't matter
That's
how
for
long
sure.
they've been sick. And so, like, you used food to try to feel better, just like I did. So it actually was a loving act to yourself.
That's a good way to reframe it for sure.
Right. Because when we're reframing it in that way, right, I bet you anything, well, and I experienced this, it was a lot easier to get back to, you know what, gosh, I'm so like, thank you, food, for taking care of me. Thank you, Betsy, for like finding some way to take care of you. But now we want to see if maybe there's some other ways we can take care of ourselves. Because I mean, we want to keep taking care of ourselves, but food like kind of has that long-term, consequence, right? Still okay, still like me taking care of me. But I want to explore some other, like I want more for myself. I want to ex explore some other ways. And
Yeah, for sure. And that's a big step to start thinking of that there's other possibilities.
Yes, but we can't do that. We are totally shut off from that when we are in the shame and the judgment of we shouldn't have done that. And so that's what I want to offer you and everybody else is how could this be okay? Because you just consider that question. And because a lot of us have not even, it's just like, well, it's just a fact. I shouldn't have done that. And that's bad. And I'm failing and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. So, okay. So from here, where do you want to go from here? Like, I think there's some, number one, there's some journaling for you to do on, you gaining some weight after your mom's death and like, really writing a loving, compassionate story.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. And that may be all you need. That may be all where it's like, okay, and now I'm ready to work on taking care of myself in just in a different way. But I am still taking care of myself. I am still loving myself.
I like that. Thank you, Betsy.
And by the way, last thing, I'll shut up. You're back here. That's another very loving, caring thing that you did for yourself.
Listen, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
I said you're back here in no BS, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is another amazing form of self-care, self-love for you to get back in here and get the support you need, raise your hand today, all the things.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're pretty darn good at loving and caring for yourself. Now let's just get curious about what ways we want to do that on purpose. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. I'm so glad you raised your hand. Anything else?
No, it's just great to be here. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. I'm so glad you're here. All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.